This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title, forget this, better than 35 years. And today, we'll bring in the godfather himself. That's right, Larry Merchant in the house. We'll talk boxing with Larry. Of course, I want to talk about his big contract, $365 million. It's the biggest contract in sports history. And who signed it? Canelo Alvarez. That's right, a Mexican national, straight up. He is the star in the world of boxing. He's a star in the world of sports. And if the zone and apps like that can kick out $365 million or $1 billion, they have a $1 billion budget. Holy cow, what kind of money are we talking about? And no wonder HBO pulled out of the boxing game. They can't compete when somebody's offering somebody $8,000 an hour for 7 years. That's right, $8,000 an hour for 7 years. So we've got open phone lines. We're also talking mixed martial arts today. Of course, we're still talking Khabib. My man Khabib, the undefeated 26-0 UFC lightweight champion. The man that's been, he's been knocked for doing some things that people think were uncool. But, you know, Conor McGregor, he stepped way over the line. He went after the guy's religion. He went after the guy's father. He went after the guy's relatives. Conor's a piece of work. Take that back. Conor's a piece of spit. But spit is spelled with an H. You know what I'm talking about, right? Conor McGregor, yeah. Going to talk about him fighting Floyd Mayweather again, maybe? Or now Khabib wants to fight Floyd Mayweather? Why doesn't Floyd just go away? Floyd, leave us. You're like an old girlfriend. I don't want to do you again. Go away. Please leave me alone. You're tuning to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Never knew how to smile till you came into my life. These are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Pedro Fernandez,
is here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Well, I might go down in history as being the highest publicized fight in the history of the fight game. The most talked about, the most, I would say, probably controversial, the most loved, the most hated.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Get on up.
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports. On the line from the winds in the from the area of the Santa Ana winds in Southern California is the godfather himself, Larry Merchant. And Larry, a very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Pedro.
I want to run some numbers by you. Canelo Alvarez signed a contract with the Zone, D-A-Z-N. It's an app on the internet. An 11-fight contract guaranteeing him $365 million. Get this, $73 million a year, $6 million a month, over $1 million a week, $200,000 a day, and $8,000 an hour, over $100 a minute, and over $2 a second. That's what he's making. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
It is, and it's indicative of the new economy of boxing with all the digital platforms and so forth. And for the real hard-nosed boxing fan, it's Valhalla. It's all the boxing you can stand. To get noticed, these platforms are going to try to assign elite fighters to major contracts. The danger in these, it's great for Canelo. He's earned it. He puts asses in seats. He's been the heavyweight champion of the box office since Mayweather and retired or semi-retired. And he's good for boxing. When you get a long-term multiple fight deal, the danger is that they're going to nurse him through at least the early stages by not putting him in too much jeopardy because he's their star.
Yep.
He's their attraction. So on the one hand, the business side is great. Boxing is sort of drifting toward a time when you have to pay for every fight, maybe smaller amount of fees than other networks, but you're paying something if you want to see him twice a year. It'll cost you $12 a month or something like that. But the real danger, and this is something I'm curious about, because Canelo has shown in the past that he wants to fight the best fighters, is whether they try to move him in a softer direction because they want to make sure that he's going to still be there after 11 fights.
You know, but are there 11 worthy guys out there of, you know, I don't know. Are there really 11?
Well, that, you know, look, in year 4 and 5, there may be fighters who are worthy that we don't even know about.
Good point.
They lost one of them last night, by the way. I don't know if you're fully aware that Murata, the Japanese Olympic gold medalist, and who was seen as a potential big-money opponent for Canelo because of his attractiveness in Japan, lost decisively to a fighter I never heard of.
Godfather, that guy, that Japanese guy, I don't care how big he was and with the gold medal and that kind of good stuff, but he sort of reminded me of Robert Wangila, who won the gold medal back in 1984. I was willing to fight him. What I'm trying to say is I don't think much of his talent level, and he's another Japanese fighter that was nursed along by good media and good opposition, and once he faced a basic American fighter, got licked like a stamp.
I agree with every word you just said. there goes one opportunity for him. It's going to be hard to rebuild Murata, and that may be the case with others. At the same time, Demetrius Andrade won a fight that gave him some sort of a title, and so he can move into the picture. But when I look at the list of middleweights out there for Alvarez, there's Danny Jacobs, there's the Jamal Charlo, as well as his junior middleweight brother Jamel. There's David Lemieux, and others. You know, I think someday if Spence, as good as he's looked, would have a major fight with Canelo. So they're you know, that in itself, the fact that there are 5 or 6 guys lined up as potential opponents right now, we'll see some others in a few years.
You know, we're talking with Larry Merchant about last night's, of course, Rob Brandt WBA dethroning of Ryota Murata of Japan. He was 14-1 coming in, now 14-2. He took control from the start, and he wasn't intimidated, and I was just... And I guess I got a little bit of underdog-itis, Godfather, because I was judging this fight, and after 10 rounds, I got it like 9-1. And I'm saying to myself, you know, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm wrong here. And then the judges had like 11-1 and 10-2. So it was a one-sided fight, obviously.
I didn't see it. Where was it?
It was in Vegas at this place called the Park Theater at Park MGM.
So, you know, there you go. It's the theater of the unexpected. They were trying to build Murata up. I think that Top Rank had a financial interest in him.
They did.
And instead they got him knocked off.
Well, in the other corner was Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, who moves, born Eddie Gregory, you know that, out of Brooklyn, New York, the former WBA light heavyweight champion, moves a bit slow these days, but he gets his guys in shape, and if they're willing to listen... They'll get in shape in Eddie's camp. This guy, listen, Rob Brandt, and I got to give him some props because he was strong all 12 rounds. He didn't give up his game plan. He refused. The Japanese guy kept trying to get back in the fight. In other words, Brandt would do this thing, run off eight or ten punches. The other guy would try to come back, and he would answer that. And every time the Japanese guy would do something, he would answer that. And that's what more fighters have got to do nowadays. They've got to, you know, take control, assert their will. In other words, you don't let it get controversial and get it close and go to the judges. You go to the judges 11-1 where they can't take it from you.
Well, I'm not going to indict everybody in boxing for fighting in that style. But good for Grant. I don't know how good a fighter he is. Maybe he'll fight one of those other middleweights. And by the way, I didn't mention Golovkin, who... It is still going to be active, I believe, and he's probably engaged in negotiations.
Serious negotiations.
With a big number on them.
Yep.
For some network that we may not have heard of, or maybe we have heard of it. But so that's the middle. I love seeing the middleweight division because the middleweight division has always been a place where you can get surprised, where guys can punch, and some of them can really box. So I'm pleased with that, as well as the heavyweight scene. So all that is good news for the old game.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. We're so nice, we come to you twice. Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. More with the Godfather Larry Merchant after the break. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's right. The guilt-free, no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
All right!
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And here are the judges' scoring totals.
Glenn Feldman scores this bout even, 114-114. Judge Dave Moretti and Steve Weisfeld have it, 115-113. Your winner by majority decision and new
Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The most celebrated athlete in the history of sports, I kid you not, with a $365 million contract, folks. What can you say outside of, wow? And I've got to ask the godfather, Larry Merchant, this question. Is that why HBO got out of the boxing business? They couldn't match the dollars that they're putting up for this guy.
You know, I don't think it quite works that way. You have to, look, Canelo made over $50 million in his fight against Golovkin.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much risk the new guys in town are actually taking. I mean, undoubtedly these contracts have, well, what happens if you lose? They may be able to cancel the contract if he loses. Secondly, what if he's such an attraction that he's going to make $50 or $60 million in the fight? So it's a bold move. It has its risks. But surely there's an upside, not only in terms of how Canelo performs, but how many subscriptions he helps them sell.
I think the apps... I was resistant. I was real resistant to Spoon. I mean, I'm spending $15 a month, and I sound like it's a lot of money, but it isn't that. It's that I've got to spend it here and spend it there instead of all in one place like I used to. But without these apps, there would be no boxing per se. Like you talk about the digital platforms, but do you think this will ignite a resurgence of American participation in boxing? In other words, these guys being able to see it on their various phones and that kind of good stuff, because the more people that see boxing, the more people that want to take part.
I don't see how it can be a bad thing if people see that there's opportunities here, and particularly in the U.S. if we see so many good young fighters as we have today in the welterweight and middleweight divisions. That can have a cultural influence in the sense that kids who aren't big enough to play basketball or football may decide, okay, maybe I should go to a gymnasium someplace. Or somebody will open a gymnasium because suddenly there's interest because they see that this is another way to use your athletic ability and your desire to move up and out. So in that way, in that sense, the fact that it's around, that people are talking about it, there's definitely an upside.
Okay. The month of December used to be a quiet month. For you as an HBO announcer, for everybody in the boxing business, sort of died about the 2nd or 3rd of December usually. Now we've got a card December the 1st, of course, at the Staples Center, I believe, Tyson Fury, and Deontay Wilder. And then the 11th, we've got Canelo Alvarez taking on this 168-pound champion of the WBA. What I'm trying to say is that more boxing coming at you. And these guys are significant stars.
Well, they're significant fights. Interestingly or revealingly, Canelo is fighting a Brit, another, like that guy Smith he beat up in Dallas. Presumably he's there for the taking, but they're selling subscriptions, not just in America, but in Britain and elsewhere. And that's an introduction to their network, and it should be a good outing for Canelo. The heavyweight fight is an important fight, and the fact that it's being held in Los Angeles reveals their long-term plan to help sell pay-per-view fight, especially if Wilder wins and winds up fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world against Joshua.
Mm-hmm, no doubt about that. But I'm absolutely, I kind of put this, I'm excited. 5 or 10 years ago, if you were looking at the boxing landscape and you were saying to yourself, you know, this doesn't look all that well. It doesn't look healthy. It looks anemic. And maybe you could say that even a couple of years ago, but the digital introduction, the fact that Al Haymon started paying guys more, and now it looks like Bob Arum and Al Haymon are starting to. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? These guys are finally going to get together and work on a deal. Crawford did $3.65 million app buys, or whatever you want to call it, on ESPN. And you know, he and Spence will be a big money fight. And Arum says he's willing to talk about it. So the two enemies, the two bitter enemies, Al Haymon and Bob Arum, are going to sit down, much like Don King and Bob Arum sat down when it was for the betterment of their pocketbook.
Right. When everybody is a winner, no matter the outcome, they find a way to make the fight. And I expect that that will happen maybe more often because of the people can buy a subscription for 1 month for $12 instead of having to pay $70 or $80 to see an important fight. So these are changes that are happening, and hopefully they stimulate the inner network and inner promoter battles and provide opportunities, more opportunities for the promoters.
So this fight won't be on pay-per-view. It'll be on the app. I mean, that's that in itself. Are you talking about like $12 a month instead of $70? Is it all because of the numbers, Godfather? I guess because of the mass numbers around the world that they put together that they can generate this type of revenue?
I think so because of the revolution and evolution of social media and digital and all that good stuff, that people are taking chances on this because prize fighting is a universal language. You don't have to be a genius to watch a prize fight and appreciate what's happening and find entertainment in it and find yourself viscerally involved. Yeah, they're tapping into some kind of universal feeling for watching combat sports. That's a big deal and a big change that's happening as we live and breathe.
Real quick, I think we both televised the same fight I did the HBO International for this. David Tua versus Ike Iwabuchi. Iwabuchi's getting out of jail. Obviously, he can't fight anymore. But he really has some ability, Godfather. I really thought before he flipped out and went on that God thing and did all that crazy stuff, I really thought he was a heavyweight contender to be dealt with. You remember him?
Of course. That was a really tremendous fight. But it proves that to be a champion takes more than ability. It takes ambition, discipline. What do you do when money starts coming in you've never seen before? Are you still going to the gym every day? Or do you need to buy baubles and bangles and beads to show that you're a great man? And there are fighters we've seen who couldn't handle being a champion because of all the good stuff that came with it.
Mike Tyson,
Tyson Fury. It's not unknown for fighters that scramble to the top and can't stand the view. And it's unusual to have a longtime champion for those reasons, especially today when if you're at the top, there is vast riches awaiting you. So hopefully those are lessons to be learned That the good fighters we see who are climbing up want to stay up when they get there.
Yep. Let's celebrate Rob Brandt, 24-1. Last night I was so proud of him. Not as an American, is that I knew they stacked the cards against him. I watched it. He was smaller than the other guy. They touted the other guy. I mean, they were really pushing this Japanese guy hard, being the Olympic gold medalist and this and that. And he went in there. He would not take no for an answer. He imposed his will from the start, and he never let up. I'm so proud of him, Godfather. Like I'm proud of you. Say hello to the Godmother for me. Thank you so much for your time today. Anything else before you go, sir?
Just thank you and have a great day, Pedro.
The greatest of the great, baby, the Hall of Famer himself, Larry Merchant, on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the guilt-free, no commitment, the text line, 415-275-1613. That's right. You can text us, 415-275-1613. We're going to go in another direction. This time, we're going to talk a little boxing with Johnny Signorelli. That's right. Our Las Vegas ace steps in. Of course, he's the guy that came up with all those Canelo numbers. $8,000 what, an hour? $8,000 an hour? Think about that. $8,000 an hour? I don't know a hooker that can make $8,000 an hour. You're tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183.
800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
I'm one of those people that's so smart that I'm uncomfortable in this world. And I'm scared to live. I'm not scared to live, but it's scary out here. God damn. I know how flimsy this shit is. I can see through the I can see the truth. There's an animal inside each and every one of you. It's not good. It's real. Listen, I was looking at the paper the other day. I'm not making this up. There's a serial rapist in Houston. There's nothing funny about serial rape, but what is noteworthy about this particular rapist is that all of his victims have been men. Enjoy your evening.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You heard me laughing out of the commercial break there. Oh, man, Dave Chappelle, what can I say? Hey, Johnny Cigarello, that'd be a tough phone call to make, wouldn't it be, being a rape victim?
100%, bro. Dave Chappelle, by the way, one of the pound-for-pound top comedians all time.
All time, him and Richard Pryor. I don't consider Eddie Murphy up there in that top echelon, but Richard Pryor, George Carlin.
Absolutely George Carlin, 100%, my all-time favorite.
Dave Chappelle, the three right there. I mean, I saw Carlin at the MGM Grand in that small club they got right there, okay, and in the lobby, and he was so cool, and he was directing, like, he was just, wow. It was an hour and 20 minutes with Carlin. It was just an amazing hour and 20 minutes, just like any time I spend with you is an amazing time. Bottom line is, let's talk about last night. I was so pumped up watching this young American kid, Rob Brandt. Nobody knew who he was, didn't give much of a chance, although you said he only lost one fight against decent competition. But he lit that Japanese guy up like a White House Christmas tree. He never let up.
Yes, sir, with precision, too. Very tactical, great combination punching. And Murata just had no answer for that great work by Rob Brandt last night. Kudos to Brandt for making himself a name now at 160. Congratulations, buddy.
Eddie Mustafa Muhammad as well, his trainer, although he's kind of put this, Eddie was moving a little bit slow when I saw him last night. That sort of was, I was wondering about that. Maybe he could work better from the outside than going between the ropes. Anyway, just me spinning off in the mind here. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, is the program, of course. I talked about it earlier. We are nice. We come to you twice a week, 11 a.m. Pacific time, both Saturdays and Sundays, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can catch all of our shows delayed at YouTube.com. Enter Ring Talk Worldwide. Correct, Johnny?
Absolutely. You can check us out on YouTube just by searching Ring Talk Worldwide. You'll get all our archived shows and plus bonus content.
Good enough. Let's talk about the significance of Brandt, though, defending beating the hometown guy. I mean, basically the guy that the promoter wanted to win. I mean, bottom line was Brandt was supposed to lose this fight. I mean, nobody gave him a chance whatsoever, and he won, and he showed, I won't say brilliant. Yeah, okay, pugilistic brilliance, because he did, because he never let the guy back in the fight. He was sort of like bang, 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 doing his thing. Then the Japanese guy would come back with a couple of shots, and he'd say, wait a second. You're not taking the play away from me. And he'd come right back, and I don't see that in fighters nowadays.
No, sir, and this is great, Pat, that you're going on with this conversation, because I tell you what, last night the landscape of 160 changed because Triple G wanted Wyoto Murata in Japan. That was going to be his next fight, right?
You can see why.
Well, yeah, exactly, 100%. A great fight to take after getting beat by Canelo. Now, here's what's up. Charlo is the mandatory for Triple G, a much tougher fight. A WBC mandatory is Charlo. So now does Triple G go and fight Charlo on Showtime? And his next fight, risky fight coming off a loss against Canelo. Now, you guys, you and Merchant had spoke heavily about Canelo in the first segment. And for Canelo, we know he's fighting Fielding next. I have a hunch that they're going to keep it in-house and bring Canelo to face David Lemieux, which I think would be a good fight, but I think Canelo wins. So I think it's going to be a minute before we see G and Canelo face each other again. But, you know, I think that maybe never, because if Charlo beats Triple G, which I think he's very capable of doing, do we care about that third fight anymore? So that landscape was changed. There's an underlying theme to last night that was changed heavily when Rob Brandt beat Royalta Morata last night.
It's funny, is that Rob Brandt moved from number 34 on BoxRec.com to number 10.
That's what I'm saying, Pete. There it is. He's now in the top 10.
From number 34. From number 34 to number 10. More power to you, young man. I'm so proud of him. I just am, man. He comes to us from Dallas, Texas. So I'll get a hold of Eddie Mustafa Muhammad and try to get him on the show. But I was just, listen, it's not often you can say that, Johnny, here goes an American kid that's going to go out there. I mean, that goes out there and does his thing, does it well, doesn't have to pull any shenanigans, doesn't have to act the fool. You know what I'm saying? Just good, clean athletics, man. A, B, C, D, I'm a winner.
He bought his lunchbox and he went to work, Pete.
Okay, let's go through this. Yeah, let's go through these middleweights for you. He right, he did bring his. Saul Alvarez, number one, of course, 50-1. Golovkin, 38-1-1. Danny Jacobs, of course, out of Brooklyn, 34-2 in a fight on HBO soon. Jermall Charlo, 28 years old, 27-0. Billy Joe Saunders, 26-0. Steroid issues, crack issues. What a piece of work. What a piece of spit. Hey, he's a piece of spit. And, folks, I spell spit with an H. Billy Joe Saunders.
Agreed.
Demetrius Andrade, of course, the winner last night. Let's talk about Andrade. How was his performance?
I saw he looked really strong at 160 for the first six rounds. He dropped this guy four times, and it's funny, Pete, there was a double knockdown in there that the zone dropped the ball on. Both guys got dropped, I believe, at the same time in the third round. But he looked pretty strong. He got up. You know, they credited Dimitri with the knockdown, you know, towards the other fighter, Walter Kanzongdagwa. And, you know, bottom line is he looked good, like I was saying, for six rounds, but he didn't finish. So I found that, like, really interesting that you knock a guy down four times early, and down the stretch, you can't close the show. 160, you got to show some finishing qualities. You got to show some, you know, super-duper strength. Now, I get that Triple G and Canelo fought distance the past two fights and whatever when they faced each other, but that's the elite level of the game. Last night, Andrade was not against the elite level of the game, and he did struggle at points. But, like I said, he looked strong.
You know, I hate to knock Walter, but he looked like the atypical African fighter that starved his way down to make weight, man. I mean, you see this look.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, man.
His face was drawn. Yeah.
Johnny, man, there couldn't have been like 3% body fat on that dude.
And he didn't travel well, dude. They had him on a layover. He flew in like, I believe, if I heard it right last night, like something on like 10 days to acclimate, like all the conditions for this kid going in. We're stacked against him. So if you consider all those facets that happened last night, Andrade's got to do some work. Maybe, you know, we get Andrade and Jacobs. Guess what? Danny Jacobs is going to fight his last fight on HBO, and he's going to the zone. And that's where Andrade fought last night. That would be an interesting fight. Show me what those two guys have moving forward to put them in as top players at 160 in the sweepstakes to see who's going to fight Canelo next.
Scores 119, 105, 120, 104, and 120, 104. Man, that's I haven't seen scores that long. That's 16 points. That's a long. Those are long scores.
Well, you got all those knockdowns in there, man. Once you start playing, once you start dropping guys three or four times a fight, that score is going to look really ugly.
Okay. Walter came in at the last minute. He was disadvantaged, but he went 12 rounds. Give him some props to that. Another tough dude. And, of course, he can go home proud. And hopefully, you know, he can go home and have a few bucks. Hopefully he got a few bucks out of this, Johnny. He can buy himself a house or a taxi, you know what I'm saying, to make some money from it. Something like, you know, that's what these guys need to do. Some of these guys from these third world countries. I can't remember the fighter it was, but he was from Mexico. And every time he had a fight, he bought a taxi. I'm not kidding you. Every time he had a fight, he bought a taxi. I think a taxi cost him like $7,000 or $8,000 or $5,000 or something like that. But he kept buying these taxis. And before he knew it, he had a fleet of taxis in either Tijuana, Mexicali, somewhere around there. It wasn't Paya. It's one of those guys. Anyway, the bottom line is he built himself into like a little mega millionaire down there in Mexico, much like Jimmy Paul, the former lightweight champion, of course, the IBF lightweight champion that Greg Haugen beat. That was the same fight. And the night, of course, that Emmanuel Stewart bet $750,000 on Jimmy Paul, and Jimmy Paul got beat. But Jimmy Paul is a real estate entrepreneur in Detroit. He owns, get this, are you seated, Johnny? He owns 200 single-family homes.
Oh, man, good for him. And here's what's up. We want to see the fighter at the end game do well, you know, have a little bit of cash, have their faculties, you know, move forward ahead in a good life, a healthy life, especially where they are compensated. This is a rough business, dude.
The roughest. Outside of the NFL, it's the roughest.
I 100% agree.
But I will say this. I'm of the opinion, because college educated people play football for the most part, that in 20 years from now, there will be few colleges participating in college football, regardless of the money involved, because of the concussion issue.
High school also scares me. These guys aren't scanned. Sometimes they go on the field a week later. And unfortunately, I've had some students that I've taught in the past for music that I've seen get the residual effects from concussion. Now I'm a drum instructor, right? Mm-hmm. So that's hand-eye coordination. That's motor skill.
Yeah.
I see kids dropping sticks after 2-3 concussions, not being able to keep their motor faculty on point the way it used to be prior to. There is a difference. So you have to be careful. You have to be scanned. You have to be treated. And if you suffer multiple concussions, it's time to look elsewhere for other endeavors.
I told you, I had almost slapped the snot out of Mark Gastineau, the former New York Jets. I think he's an all-pro in the NFL Hall of Fame, but he was a member of the SAC Exchange back in the 80s, snorted a lot of cocaine, dated fine broads, this kind of stuff. But he got in the boxing game, and I was interviewing him at a pay-per-view event in Reno, Nevada, and I almost had to slap him to get his attention. Finally, I just said, the hell with it. I just went to commercial. I mean, went to another segment of the show, because he was segued to another segment, because he was just like, he wasn't there. Football players, like the residual effects of football players. Larry Merchant noticed this in the 70s when he was talking to his buddies, how they wouldn't get out of bed, you know, until like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, and then they wouldn't get themselves together until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And he asked guys, remember Larry told me that a couple of friends of his that were from the NFL, that he asked them to have lunch, and they couldn't have lunch because they couldn't get their act together by the noontime.
Man, it's like they're an infant, you know, what happens. Your brain reduces to the fact that you just can't, you know, get yourself together in the morning. You know, what's the expression always say? How does this guy even leave the house anymore? How does he get himself together to do this? How does he get through a day? Well, because people really have some serious issues, and I don't mean to laugh at it. It's unfortunate. We just need people in all sports world and just in all walks of life to monitor people's mental health behavior.
Okay, so the answer by the Nevada City Athletic Commission, people like that, have been to increase the size of the gloves. I'm of the opinion we should go the other way. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I would prefer smaller gloves, to be honest with you. You know, I really don't think that's going to change things either which way. You know, I think boxing is relatively a safe sport, because I would prefer playing boxing. People look at me like cross-eyed when I say this, over playing football. Football, you get hit with a lot of blind shots that you don't see coming. Full body contact from the backside, from the side, everything else. In boxing, at least you can control what you see and you can roll with a punch. Now, don't get me wrong. There's devastating shots that have happened and knocked guys' lights out, which is very unfortunate. But you don't really see too many tragedies in boxing. You know, the one fight recently, his name skipped my mind right now. They let that fight go too long. But he was getting hit on top of the head. That was bad officiating. That was bad refereeing that led to that situation. And I'm sorry, I forget that young man's name.
You know, Johnny, amateur boxing rated right above golf as far as injuries were concerned, like in the 1980s.
Jeez.
I remember that was I was blown away by that, because my mother said to me, she goes, you know, I was reading the other day that boxing isn't that dangerous. I said, Mom, I'm training with these monsters. This is dangerous as hell. What are you talking about? She goes, oh, according to some stat that's like just a little bit above golf. And I'm like, huh? And she showed it to me anyway. Mom was for real. The Encyclopedia Britannica days. Remember those?
Yeah, dude. I remember I had the whole set.
Exactly. All right, Johnny, we'll see you back in a half hour here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. John Signorella, he needs no introduction. He needs no departure. He's just part of the team. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, celebrating Rob Brandt, Dallas, Texas, the new WBA middleweight champion. Yes, give him some props. 24-1, 16 KOs. Man, he is the man of the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
Now, Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Heaven help us.
The house band, the mighty Tower of Power, of course, celebrating 50 years of music, 50 years of funk. Emilio Castillo and the gang, of course, saw him a fortnight ago in Sonoma, California. We were headlining with an average white band, AWE, but Tower of Power is just kicking ass and not taking names, baby. I'm talking about, wow, this new lead singer, he's a young kid, he's about 30 years old, he moves like Michael Jackson. I mean, it's a different Tower of Power. That's all I can say. I mean, there's still the tight 10-man band, no doubt about that, but this guy on lead, he just brings the moonwalk, all that kind of good stuff. He brings all those new elements to the stage. In fact, I think Tower of Power is rocking and rolling right now in 2018 better than they have in a long, long time. So check them out at towerofpower.com. I also want to do a big shout-out to La Princesa in Cali, Colombia. Of course, I'm talking about Big Fanny. So she's part of the show, listening to the show. I want to thank you for listening to hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we'll come back with another hour after the news. That's right. I'll bring you some MMA. I'll bring you some boxing. We'll talk a little bit about the world of professional wrestling as well. And why am I doing that? Because there are actually real fighters thinking about going over to the world of professional wrestling. And why not? I mean, although I think sometimes it's a little tougher. I mean, if you're doing this like 300 days a year instead of like 5 days a year, yeah, that might be a little taxing on the body, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, nice, we come to you twice, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes.com, the American Forces Network. I keep going and keep going and keep going, but the bottom line is if you ever want to catch us live, do it at SportsByline.com. And we're at Ring Talk on Facebook. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.